It is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Well, you know that I am a child of television.
You are. You've loved it. You were destined to be in it. Mm. You admire it.
Well,
you talk
it's
about
all
it.
I knew, all I loved. I was I was a latchkey kid. I was sitting. My sister and I got home from school. We watched television. Our parents came home from work. We told them, you've got to watch more television. And then we went to bed. I can't even remember going to school. One of the shows I loved all my life was Blue Heelers.
Sure.
And I loved a guy who was in it. It was Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon.
Tom Croydon rings a bell.
Yep. We have him on the line now, and it's John Wood. And, John, I don't mean to say that's the only role you've ever played, but welcome to Kennedy Molloy.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Hello, John.
It is, John. I'm such a fan of your work, and you're a wonderful actor. And
Thank you.
We
know you. You've been on our screens for so long, over such a period of time, always doing fine work.
I love too, you are a career actor. Now, it's very important, and I have a lot of friends who are in the acting industry, particularly guys. And you're a trained actor. You went to NIDA, and I can only imagine what it was like in the
Who was in
era
your NIDA year?
That you went to NIDA.
The same year at NIDA with me was Drew Forsyth.
Yes, great.
Funny man.
Not that many. There's not many of us still in the business, actually. Joanna McCallum, who was Googie Withers' daughter, and she went back to she went to the UK and never came back.
But John, NIDA sets you up as, you know, Cate Blanchett's been there, Mel Gibson went there, a lot of my contemporaries went there. It sets you up for an acting career.
Well, I suppose it does. I mean, the thing, you know, like it was, it
you
was
didn't
very
like it,
small.
Did you?
Oh, no, I did. I loved it.
What did you learn there? Talk us through it.
Yeah. What'd you do? did you do a lot of mime?
Well, no, it was, you know, you learned voice projection and breathing and stuff like that, and movement.
A lot of improv. Were you good at improv?
No, I was always terrible at improv.
It's nerve-wracking doing improv.
I always hated it.
What about Shakespeare, John? I imagine you'd be a fabulous Shakespearean actor.
Well, I thought you'd be one of the few. I love Shakespeare, but when I started working on television, I was working at the Melbourne Theatre Company, and I was at the time, back in the early 70s, I was John Sumner's golden-haired boy, and then I went to do Power That Glory on the ABC, and once I'd done television, Sumner decided that I was not...
Washed his hands of me.
That's right. You know,
now, is this in your book? Because you've got a new book out, which I love, and the title I also love is called How I Clawed My Way to the Middle. John, it's very self-deprecating.
It's meant to be funny and ironic,
It is good. It shows you don't take yourself too seriously, which a lot of actors do, sadly.
Yeah,
now, most people, I guess, and I think it's always a great thing to embrace when you have a long time role in a television series, which you did on the fabulous show Blue Heelers. And year after year, you were nominated for Gold Logie. Unfortunately,
yes, only 11 years in a row.
Well, John, I'm pretty sure I've had a few drinks with you at the bar at the Logies event at that time as you were going on. And We first met
in...
Did she try and pass you, John?
Sorry.
This is what she does.
Pardon me.
She would have succeeded, I'm sure. But
I beg your pardon. Sorry, John. Go on.
Was she one of those starlets twirling their underpants above their heads on the dance floor?
Settle down, Mick.
All right.
Go on, John.
We first met at Surfers Paradise. I was doing Rafferty's Rules, and you and the D-Gen people being poached by Channel 7, I think, from
the ABC. That's true. That's right. And it was Christopher Skase had everybody up
right.
there.
That's right. We were up there at the Heritage Resort.
Okay. You know, nothing good came out of that. Let's not go there.
What happened up there?
I just warned them to be very careful of commercial TV.
Well, thanks for the heating, and it really came in handy because we ended up at the ABC, so that was interesting. John,
11 nominations, you finally bagged it. Did you ever get there, sit there going, I'm not going to go this year, bugger this?
And then... I did one year, and funnily enough, it was the year that Wendy Harmer hosted it.
Sure. Yeah.
And, Leslie and I were invited to the final weekend of... Patricia O'Connell's, Patricia O'Donnell's yes. Queenscliff Hotel.
Oh, of course. And we stayed there several times.
And
so you chose that instead of
We chose that instead of the Logies that year. Right. I can't remember what year that, you know, but I knew I wasn't
going to win. You dodged a bullet there.
John, you did win a gold Logie, yeah. and so you were able to give a gold Logie speech. Do you remember what you said?
Absolutely no idea. I think I actually stole from Sheila Florence, who said to me, you know, just clutch your throat and go, oh, so much so soon.
And Sheila had a pretty long career, I think we can say.
She did indeed, yes.
Now, you worked closely with Lisa McCune. What was she like? Bit of a bitch or?
Oh, no, she was an absolute delight.
I've heard
she was a delight.
She was,
it was a great partnership. You had such a great on-screen relationship. And it was. Suggesting you may have been pretty good friends.
And the show itself, Blue Heelers, was an iconic Australian show that is so loved. It's one of those shows like The Sullivans. You look back on, you know, you think...
Well,
you know,
Lisa
became
Australia's sweetheart.
Yes, she did. She really is, pretty much, to this day.
I think I've taken that, man. I think that now rests.
John, everybody should read your book because I think it's really... You actually go into... And I love the fact that you're pretty truthful and honest about the industry, and it's a very difficult industry.
Does it cover your time on Dancing with the Stars?
It does, but I don't know. I don't know how much I talk about it. That was a very enjoyable show to do. Although the network didn't have a lot of faith in it. I remember, and this is in the book. I remember the night we were there, the first night.
Yeah.
I've never been so terrified of anything in my life.
Oh, come on, Twinkle Toes Woods.
I was standing there waiting to have my name called to go out and do the waltz, and I just broke out in a cold sweat. I have never had anything like that happen to me. And anyway, I went out, and the audience liked it, and they liked us, and...
The rest
Robert
is
Fidgen, who
good
was
for
the,
you.
Yes, what did he say?
He's passed, yes.
Yes, he has. But he was there and he said, do you notice anything? I said, what do you mean? He said, because I really liked Fidgen. He was a really nice guy.
Sure.
And I said, but no, what are you talking about? He said, where are all the executives? There's nobody here. They've all shot through for a drink.
I don't think the show's going to work.
That's the way it works.
Hey, Woodsy, if I can call you Woodsy, we love you. Well, I can. I'm sure John doesn't mind. How I clawed my way to the middle.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. You can order on online and in bookstores all around Australia.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
You bet. John Wood joining us there with the book out now, How I Clawed My Way to the Middle. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.